This is episode 3 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about manifesting. The life you want is and always has been possible. Manifesting isn't an overnight process. It actually takes effort, not just thought. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to it.
Please get used to it.
Oh, I will never get tired of hearing you say that.
Please. Well, you know.
Please get used to it, y'all.
Exactly.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hi. So, I'm going to go first. What's been better, Lori?
Oh, that's cool. So, what's been better for me is, let's see, because it's been a lot of things. I'm getting a lot more rest. And I think I said that last week, but it's really good. And I'm happy about that. I'm getting more rest. I'm working out. This is week 3 of working out, and it's not a lot. And I'm losing a little weight, so that's good. My diet has changed. My eating habits have changed. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And Tommy and I are getting closer. And that's good because we have more time together. But it also means we annoy each other a little bit more too. So we're working those kinks out. Whereas if we didn't have as much time together, we wouldn't see that. So that is good. So that's what's been better. What's been better with you?
So I have a lot more free time now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is helping me to take time to figure out what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Take time to make sure that the plan that I wrote out at the beginning of the year
mm-hmm.
really can come to fruition.
That
I now have the space to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think I've been saying for 2 weeks now of like, we got to talk about manifesting,
mm-hmm.
which is why this episode's going to work. So,
okay, good.
Yeah, because I have that free time. And even though free time isn't necessarily free, it still is like, okay, there's no bullshit to weed through. It's just me with myself going, okay, this is what we're doing. Okay, you said this is what we're doing. You wrote it down. Now we got to make it happen. So putting that plan into action and realizing that, again, these are just lessons. These mm-hmm. aren't failures. These aren't losses. This isn't a loss of a job. This is a clearing out of space that I needed.
Right. And, you know, it's also a learning and preparing for the next thing.
Right.
So nothing is ever really lost.
No.
Right.
It's just transformed into something else, or it's stored and you'll come back to it later if you need to come back to it or move on from it or do whatever. So
Exactly.
Come on now, give me a little bit of credit because 0-2 in January isn't that bad.
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh boy, we are back to last year. For about 5 mm-hmm. minutes, I was really like kicking myself and down about it and mm-hmm. a little worried. And I was like, you're fine.
How did you get to you're fine?
It was not only I had to be fine, but it was also Drew reframed for me very well talking to him. And my friend with a birthday party is always like, you're fine. Which thank God for her for always being like so calm about everything because she knows like I will panic enough for me, her child, Drew, her husband, everybody in the world. I have enough panic for everybody. But I think I felt relieved and I didn't want to admit it. I think I felt relieved.
That's huge. Yeah. So how did you get to that point that you're able to even say that you can admit that?
I think I had to go through 365 days of figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Really, I had to, because I told myself also I wasn't going to respond like I did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a show about losing my job.
Right.
I don't need another one.
Right.
I already have episodes about that. I already sat on the couch and I already was depressed and I already, you know, was almost not here because of that. And I didn't want to do that again.
Look at that. That's huge. What did you mean by 0 for 2?
Because I lost the job last January and then I lost the job this January. So I was like, ugh.
But what does that even mean, though? Because it can't
still be... Oh, it's like a baseball term.
I know.
Oh, right? Okay.
But it can't be 0 for 2 because that was last year and this is this year. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. I just meant like 2 Januaries.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I'm really happy that you're able to reframe, or that Drew helped you reframe, because while I think we've been programmed, and I love that word programmed, because we've been trained and really coached over time to think about losing a job as a fail.
Yeah. Right?
Or thinking about, oh, wow, something's wrong with me because I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
We really have to rethink this thing.
Yeah.
And what you said was very powerful. I had to really recognize that I was relieved.
Right.
And I wonder if all the people who hear this, when you lose a job, and I got that in quotations, aren't you relieved a lot of times? You didn't want to be in that damn place in the first place. If you get fired, or if you happen to get let go from a job, do you really want it? Is it really the thing that you, that's calling you, that you really love, that you, or do you feel like you're afraid that if you lose it, you're not going to have something?
Okay. I think to answer that question point blank, especially last year, that's how I felt, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. I felt like losing that, I was never going to be able to write again, to talk again, to do a show like this, to do anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I would be able to do anything.
Right.
I was so wrapped up in that world and wrapped up in a ball so tight of, I think I said before, trying to shove myself into somebody else's box that I didn't know I needed the space to just breathe on my own for myself.
Right.
So, and I think this time I just have different eyes. I just have different eyes. I have a different heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have a different mindset. I was telling somebody even on Instagram, you know, losing all the plants, it didn't kick me as hard as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said to them, I was like, it's a lesson I didn't realize I needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a lesson I didn't realize I needed. I did not understand how much I needed to pay attention to the weather.
Right.
You know, I've been paying attention to like soil and what the pH is and how much water and the watering schedule and how much sunlight and the placement and things like that, that I was like, the weather is the weather.
Mm-hmm.
These are cold weather plants. They should be fine. I did not know negative 10 was going to be a huge difference. And it was, you know, so because I was like, it snowed before. It should be fine.
Right. Right. And see, all of that is just learning. We don't know what we don't know.
No.
And sometimes we kick ourselves for that. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Because if we do that, do we do that to other people? And sometimes we do, but a lot of times we don't. We don't kick people or beat people up for not knowing what they didn't know. We have so much understanding for somebody else's lack of understanding or knowledge. But we don't give ourselves the same benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is, because I don't know who I was reading, but they were like, why can't you treat yourself like you are the love of your life? You treat the love of your life like they walk on water. Right. You do everything for the other person. You just do everything you can to make sure that that other person is like living out their dreams and doing whatever it is, or that they're comfortable or whatever. And you never do that for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that is the thing that has me here in this seat. I'm going to bang that gong until our last episode. Take care of you, love you, so that you can love others. Because all that shit you're doing to other people, showing them affection and care and all of that, it's a fucking lie. If you don't love yourself, you're full of shit. And I'm just going to tell you, because I say that to myself, then don't be full of shit. You know, like, seriously, love you so that when you love others, it's truly authentic. Yeah. Because you can't be critical of you and then be so understanding of somebody else. That's hypocritical.
I never even looked at it like that. And now I see like the total hypocrisy of loving someone unconditionally and not loving yourself unconditionally.
Totally. Because everybody is in their own bubble. And how you treat yourself, honestly, is how you treat other people. So when you show up like, oh, everybody else's shit don't stink, you're lying because you think yours does. So let's be clear. And so you got to get to the place where you have understanding and love for yourself, so that when you do show people benefit of the doubt, it's really a balanced thing. It's really, really true.
Right.
Yeah. So manifesting.
Yes.
Like, and you know what?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick before we go into the manifesting piece, I just want to give a quick shout out to my father.
Okay.
My father lived almost 83 years until he took his last breath last year today.
Wow.
And so my sister called me today and I totally didn't think about it. And
really?
And the reason. Yeah. And the reason why is that I don't ever want to celebrate somebody's death. I just want to celebrate their life, but I do want to acknowledge that he did live. And so, and while sometimes people do acknowledge the death of a family member, in honor of those people who do, I just want to say, the loved one that passed, they'll never leave you. And my dad, he'll never leave my thoughts ever. I love him dearly. And I just want to shout out, you know, who he is. And Walter Scott existed. He lived, and he lived a long life. So I just want to
acknowledge that. You said 83 years?
Yes, he would have been 83 on his birthday last year, but he died 2 days. Well, he died on the 10th.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was the 11th because it was like almost midnight. But his birthday was the 14th of January, and my mom's birthday is the 7th. So we always of January. And so their birthday is a week apart. So we always celebrated twice, and it was so fun. And, you know, and so he lived long enough to see my mom turn 80.
Okay.
And then he was like, I don't have to see my birthday. It was just interesting how he died right in between her birthday and his birthday. It was just the weirdest thing. But yeah, he would have been 83. So, but yeah, I just want to acknowledge that. So thank you, Sylvia, for letting me do that.
Yeah. And peace and blessings to you and your family for carrying on his legacy.
Yes. Thank you. And that is what I do. That's why I cuss too, because my dad was that man could cuss you under a dang on rug, but he was a philosopher too. And I'm self-proclaimed philosopher. Thank you, Dad. But but manifesting. Yes. What are your thoughts about this?
I'm a true believer. Mm-hmm. I am a 100% believer. I started really focusing on and learning about manifesting in 2020.
Okay.
2019, as we know, was like tumultuous. Mm-hmm. And when 2020 came along, I was like, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Okay, this is what I want to do. And I would think about those things and I would say, okay, what's the next step? How do I get to that thing? And then I started looking into like, is this what manifesting is? And I started following like Black Girls Manifest and Manifest Daily and all these different websites and accounts on Instagram, on Twitter, on all these places. And I was like gaining more mm-hmm. knowledge about it. And so I am like, yes, manifest everything you want. But I also realize in that manifesting how powerful our mind is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing to just go, oh, okay, I'll think about it. But it's one thing to like focus your thoughts in on a particular thing and then see it happen.
Yeah. It's yes.
Powerful.
Yeah. It's tuning in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is awesome. I think it is awesome. And I would say too about manifesting, we can manifest both ways. We can manifest intentionally and we can manifest unintentionally. Yeah. And a lot of times we don't intend to manifest just chaos and calamity and all manner of foul shit that comes up. But we're not recognizing that our thoughts produce things.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we think about, we bring about in our lives. And that is the definition of manifesting. And so things happen twice. It happens in our thinking and mm-hmm. it happens in our doing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So to you, it's a twofold thing. That makes sense. That
yeah. makes because sense. Thoughts produce actions. And yeah. so if you're thinking negatively about a thing, it comes to pass just as much as you thinking positively about a thing. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you don't want comes about just as much as the thing you do want.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to be intentional about what you desire.
I think too, manifesting is not a last minute thing. You can't necessarily manifest the night before, you know, like manifest is like some things you probably can't, but I think things that what you want takes effort.
Mm-hmm. But and so that's why, you can last minute manifest. It just has to be powerful. And that's where those vibrations come from, you know, when your frequency.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk more about like why you think that it's important also when you're manifesting to vibrate at like such a high level or to keep your vibrations at a particular level.
Right. Because say you're vibrating. And when I say vibrating, it's just a frequency that you're on. Like if you're vibrating at a high frequency, that means you're at a place of joy. You're at a place of enlightenment or love mm-hmm. or contentment and peace, right? That's really a high frequency of vibrating. But low is like jealousy and envy and greed and despair, grief, sadness, all of that. And so at either of those frequencies, you can manifest things, but you're going to manifest on that vibration, on that level. And so you can bring things really fast to you, and it hath a lot to do with what you're thinking about or where your subconscious is really driving you, mm-hmm. right? And so, So for instance, if you're thinking, man, it'd be so nice to get some money. Like, Lord, I really need some money or in your higher self, or you're praying to the Holy Spirit, or however you pray to whatever God that you hold in high regard. If you're saying, you know, I really need to pay this bill in the hopes that it's going to come to pass, Mm-hmm. You'll get a check in the mail. Somebody might call you the next day and say, hey, you know, I thought about you. I cashed up you some money. Like it happens just like that. Or right. Same thing can happen. Man, I don't know when I'm going to get paid. I don't know when I'm going to get some money. And you're worried about it or you're frustrated because you can't get it. So that frustration and annoyance that you don't have it is mm-hmm. a low vibration. And so what that does is it keeps you from receiving what it is that you want because you say, I'm mad about this. I don't like mm-hmm. that it's not happening. And basically to say, I don't want it. Although you do. So,
okay, that makes sense. Like, what's your thought process on, like, you're in a bind, right? In this mm-hmm. situation, whatever, mm-hmm. take my situation. I'm not in a bind. I'm not in a like precarious situation, but I'm in a situation where I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want to do. But mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. How do I? This is all hypothetical because I've figured this all out. But I'm saying how right. for the people that don't know, how would I manifest a sense of direction?
Mm-hmm. Well, it starts with you deciding, like, what is it that I want to do? Like, even if you don't, right? As you go to mm-hmm. bed at night, you ask, what is that I want to do?
Okay.
Not, man, I don't know what to do. Okay. You know, like, we don't want to use the emotions of fear, right? And the emotions of fear are all the low vibrational elements, mm-hmm. like despair,
right?
You know, being doubtful, you know, mm-hmm. discouraged, you know, downtrodden, all those kind of things. You don't want to use that to bring about a thing because it's not going to bring about what you want. So as you're like, what do I want to do? It's like that. And right. when you do that, especially before you go to bed, your subconscious is so powerful. It goes in that direction. It's like, Lori, yeah. what do you want to do? Okay, let's go about getting it. And it goes in all the areas that, you know, mm-hmm. will bring you about, bring back to you what you want to do. And before you know it, you wake up and there's clarity. But it's about asking for the clarity. Because right. sometimes that's really what we're asking for. We want clarity on the direction to go in.
Yeah.
And so that's what asking for that is. And so for the people who read the Bible or the Quran or scriptures or whatever, there are a lot of principles as it relates to ask, believe, receive. And it's all scattered throughout because that is a prescription of manifesting. You're okay. asking for it. You're believing that it's true. You almost see it. Like you catch a vision of the thing that you desire and then you receive it.
Makes
and that's
sense.
That's a prescription for everything. And so we don't know, but we do this millions of times a day. We're constantly manifesting every single day.
I think it's also not just the vibrating at a certain level. I think it's also the language that dictates it. Because mm-hmm. what you say to yourself and how you say to yourself is in it's wrapped up in that vibration. Because when you're vibrating high, it's not really possible for you to be like, oh, whatever, self. Like, it doesn't work like that. So right. it's also like it's the language attached to, because it is different in like how you just said, what do I want versus, man, I don't know what I want.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to figure this out. It's totally different than, okay, tomorrow I'm going to figure out what direction I want to go in.
Yes.
Or I hope I figure this out tomorrow. Or, okay, self, we have to figure this out.
Right.
That's completely different than talking yourself down. Like, I really do have it set for myself this year to practice pepping myself up and like mm-hmm. cheering myself on and mm-hmm. and giving myself so much grace.
Right.
I think I think honestly, that might be the answer to the questions that you asked me earlier. It's like, how did I do that? How did I get to this point? How am I okay today?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I gave myself more grace than I definitely did last year.
Exactly.
Last year, it was like, who's Grace?
Who is that girl?
We don't know her. We ain't seen her. We don't fool with her.
Girl.
Like, there was just no grace. But now
right.
I think I understand the importance of that, even in manifesting, because manifesting, I feel like it's not necessarily an overnight thing. So it has to be grace in order to persist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's mm-hmm. easy. It's so easy to go, okay, that didn't happen today. Mm-hmm. I quit.
Right.
Or that didn't happen today, so it's not going to happen.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because I'm more in the space of, yeah, it can happen overnight. But yes, it is a process. For someone who has not been in a habit of believing, because that is the key to mm-hmm. the manifesting faster,
yeah.
is actually believing what you hope for.
Okay.
Which is really, really a powerful thing, because I can say, I believe that I'm going to get a brand new car. How many people believe that they're going to get their dream job, or that they will come out of a financial deficit, or that they will meet the man of their dream or the woman of their dream? Like, how many people actually believe in the thing that they truly desire? I
right.
can imagine many people don't, because, again, talk about that programming. We've been programmed to doubt ourselves and situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to see something happen on television or whatever, or even a friend that might have said this happened to them, but they don't truly believe it can happen to them.
Yeah.
So the higher your belief system, the stronger your belief system, the faster you'll bring a thing to you. And that is positive as well as negative.
Okay.
The more powerful you believe that somebody doesn't care about you, the more it's going to reveal itself to you that no, they
right.
don't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because you are a product of your own thoughts, good,
mm-hmm.
bad, or other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you living in your own mind will take you to a calamity, or it'll take you to the highest place you never thought you could go to.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I 100% believe and understand that. And I think too, like, I think here's always the trouble I have with people who are like all faith, no effort,
mm-hmm.
or all effort, no faith.
Mm-hmm.
The two go together so much. Like,
they do.
It's always strange to me, the people who are like, God's just going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
He made mm-hmm. all the things that are making this thing possible. So
mm-hmm.
you got to do something.
Right.
You believe that you're going to get a new house, but you never go look for a new house.
Right.
What?
Right.
You packed up your house, but you didn't actually like look for a house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do the steps, like, to do the thing. I also believe, and I don't know how you feel about with manifesting, that you have to write it down.
I think it is good to write it down.
I think you have to write it down, because I don't think that you can hold yourself accountable enough if you don't write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something to tell yourself something or to believe something. But I think seeing it, seeing your own handwriting, seeing your own text, seeing your own
mm-hmm.
language
mm-hmm.
in your face is another step forward,
mm-hmm.
and another like reinforcement. So that way you
yes.
can't crawl back in that hole. You can't go back in the house.
Right, right. And it's layered, right? So when you write something down,
mm-hmm.
your mind is actually saying it. If you notice, like, I will accomplish this goal. Like,
mm-hmm.
I will pass this exam. And I'll use an example. When I studied for my licensure exam, I did not pass it the first time. I missed a test by 10 points and I was devastated.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, with all the D's, I was devastated. I was so crushed, because the test was long.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of energy out of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that shit again. I didn't want to study again.
Yeah.
But the pressure was on because I was going to lose my job if I didn't pass this exam.
I've been there.
Plus, I needed to. Like, it right. meant something to me to pass. So I got some help. I actually, because the first time I just read this book and I was just, you know, reading some of my notes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the next time, which was interesting because I used what I had. That's why nothing is ever lost. I still use what I had and I added to it. So there was this online course, and the online course was a manifestation course, and I didn't even realize it. They gave you quotes every day that were encouraging, and they said, write this out 3 times every day that Ooh. You're going to pass this exam. I wrote out every day 3 times, I'm going to pass this exam. I did not know that I was manifesting. I wanted to pass,
mm-hmm.
but I was putting action to it as well. So I added action to my hope. And that hope and that action created a belief system in me that I was going to pass this exam. Plus, I had support. So the online course every day was sending out hope to me,
mm-hmm.
encouraging words. So when I went to take the exam, every question, and also they gave me tips on how to pass, which was really good. But every question started to seem like it repeated itself. I didn't see that the first time. And so it looked, it was almost like illuminating off the page for me, the right mm-hmm. answers. I could see them so clearly because I kept saying, one, that I can do this. I can ace this test. I even said, I know every answer. I said that so many times. I know every answer on this exam. And when I tell you I finished that exam, and you don't know that you passed for about 4 weeks. You won't find
okay.
out. But when I tell you I finished that test, and when I got home, I was doing a crip walk. I was dancing on the, because I knew I had passed that exam.
I know it.
Because I didn't have to wait 4 weeks. That was going to be confirmation. But I knew already because I mm-hmm. knew the answers. It was amazing. I didn't feel like I felt before. I felt defeated before.
Okay.
But that's because I didn't put my belief into action.
You know what's worse than the you're not believing before? It's believing and then you get the shock of the lifetime of like, oh, wait, I didn't have. So I want to know, what is that? What is the, like, is it a false sense of hope?
What is that?
What is it when you thought you were manifesting and then it doesn't happen? Like, I just knew the very first time that I took the teacher's exam that I was like golden, that mm-hmm. I had it together. I was
right.
like, this was too easy. Piece
right.
of cake. I did not pass.
Okay.
I had to take it again.
Okay. Did you not pass by, like, did you know the percentage?
Oh yeah. It was very small. It was something like yours, like 10 points. It was like,
thank
nothing.
You.
So I was
right.
like, what the fuck kind of situation. But what is that? Is that a false sense of hope? Is that a vibrato?
I think sometimes,
it
could be. Sometimes it just depends on the person, but it also could be you don't know what you don't know, because you can get in there and lose like track of time. You can get
right.
nervous. I know for me, I was nervous because at the end I was running out of time, and I didn't know when they say when you're about to run out of time, just hit the third answer, like C, because
mm-hmm.
Now you got the law of averages on your side. So
right.
if you hit C, more than likely the answer is going to be C,
mm-hmm.
which or number 3, you know, out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where strategy comes in. And so it can be tricky. And so, but ultimately, it could be some level of fear there underlying, and you don't know. You don't realize mm-hmm. that subconsciously we sabotage ourselves because
yeah.
it could be, I want this. But do I want to do, like, once it happens, I got to keep it happening, right? Like,
okay, yeah. Because I remember that time. I remember feeling
mm-hmm.
like, this is cool. I got it. It's no big deal. This
mm-hmm.
was easy. Why'd they
right.
make this out to be such a big deal? It was nothing. And then I got the paper back and I was like, egg on your face, you know, kind of scenario of like, well, I did the work. I know I felt confident. I went in there like no fear, no judgment, no nothing. Like, I'm going to do this. This is it.
Right. And all of that could be true. Right. Like all that could be true in fine and dandy. However, in your heart of hearts, did you want to teach?
No, hell no.
Okay.
I was in the heart of hearts at that, especially at that point, I was just like, I got to do this because this is the next step or whatever. And I think the second time around, the reason why I wound up having to take it the second time around is because I knew I wanted to leave Alabama.
Right. So you had motivation.
Like pressure. Yeah, I had motivation. I had pressure. I was like, I got to get the hell out of this one horse town. Remember that whole story about Drew was like, right. I'm gonna move home, and I was like, boy, you're not leaving me here,
right? So, and so then you passed.
Like, yes, the second time I was like, right, this time I know.
So, exactly. So yeah. The motivation also comes, it could come from a little pressure of, and which still could, fear could be a motivator in a sense, you know. Yeah.
So I could that see could, that,
right? So that could be a thing, but then also saying I'm depending on me now. Like, mm-hmm. I need me. And so, hey, me, can you show up? Can you show up for me?
Right.
I need me. Listen, yeah. I needed me to pass that damn test because I didn't need to be losing my house. Like,
right.
It's the motivation of I need me because it's embarrassing. I went to school and I didn't pass this exam. Like, what does that mean? And so when you don't know, because what I didn't know then is, I didn't have to think about myself in that way. I know mm-hmm. better now. But right. sometimes, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So, and you don't know, like, how these tests are formulated and cultural bias and all the things. You don't know all the things that are stacked against you either. Of no. Like, you could have all the manifesting you want. You could have all the effort you want. It is not going to happen. Because it's not supposed to happen. Or... it's not meant for it to happen, or whatever the thing is. It's not for you.
Well, maybe not. It's not. Mm. It's not set up for you to have it. But again, mm-hmm. your faith has to be, or your belief system has to be stronger than that.
Yeah.
So if your belief system is stronger than that, miracles happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can guess your ass passing the test, and yes. then you're like, "Man, I didn't know shit on that test, and right. I passed it. How did I pass?" And then right. somebody's like, "How did you pass? You didn't know that shit, and I right. did pass, and I knew it." Like, it can actually happen that way,
mm-hmm.
but that's when supernatural stuff happens because, again, your belief system and the effort that you put toward it, right? And then you have, again, some people, their belief system is strong in the other direction. So the thing that they fear, they brought about. And right. again, that's all manifesting.
Yeah. It's levels to this shit.
It is. Real. It
if
is.
There's anything, it's some levels. And I want to make sure that for the rest of the year, I am achieving whatever the hell the level is. Because I got some stuff. That I'm trying to manifest. I really am. I'm also trying to like curb my enthusiasm of like, don't get so, you know, into it that it takes over, because I mm-hmm. also want to be very calm about all of this
mm-hmm.
and not force things mm-hmm. to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather them happen in the manner that they're supposed to happen, whatever that is
mm-hmm.
or not, but not go so hard that I'm back to last year again of like,
yeah,
I'm let yeah. down, let down, let down, let down. Or I feel like I've let myself down. Mm-hmm. I'm on this path. I have goals. I have, mm-hmm. first of all, let's just talk about, I have goals. Mm-hmm. Hello. Things I never had. But That's I awesome. Have, this want and this desire for better.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily more, not necessarily mm-hmm. everything, but just better for myself. Yeah. So right. that way I can be better in my relationship.
Right. That's awesome. One of the things that to think about what you're saying and to piggyback off of it, a lot of times sometimes, well, sometimes I feel like if I don't do this, what's going to happen? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I believe in a higher power. And I believe that I wasn't put here to just take care of myself. I was put here to do the things that I'm able to do, and the things that I'm not able to do, to trust that they can still be done anyway. Right. And so when I think about flowers, when I think about the trees and how they're able to grow and live, and when I think about animals, like how they can get their food and take care of themselves and they don't stress. In fact, animals only, right.
Not that we
they really kind of only stress when they about to die. With, you know, I know the animals going to slaughter is when they stress, you know, they're about to die. But for the most part, they can care for themselves, and the level of faith that's there is just effortless. And how many of us live effortless lives, you know, without worrying about how they're going to pay for the next bill, or how they're going to get their mortgage paid, or if somebody's going to like them, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm learning that I'm going to put out what I desire. I'm going to say thank you for it. I'm going to imagine that it's taking place.
Wait a minute, Lord.
Okay.
Hold on, Lori. I know that's a part of it that we did not talk about. Uh-huh. The thankful part.
Yeah.
Before you go any further, please talk about how important it is to be grateful while you're manifesting.
Because when you say thank you, it brings it faster. You're talking about the speed. It's like, thank you. It's like, oh, for real? Thank you. It's like it happened. Because if we operate from the standpoint that it happened and you do it backwards, man, it comes even faster, because it's like, again, like, for instance, if I want, say, Tommy and I, we think about moving and we desire to move to San Diego. So we talk about it. We talk about San Diego a lot. Right. And we say, hey, where are you? And I say, I'm in this one city. I can't think of how it's pronounced right now, but I'll call it incognito. It's not the word, but but anyway, but where I'm there. And he said, what you doing? I said, I'm sitting on this lounge chair and I'm letting the breeze feel, you know, and what does that feel like? And we use all of our senses, and I tell you, it's almost like you can smell the air.
I love it.
You know, it's a beautiful feeling. And when you imagine that and you start saying thank you for being here, thank you for the opportunity to even dream the dream and believe that it's possible, it brings that to you faster. Right. And so it's the thank you says, I appreciate this. I know it's going to happen. Because guess what? Who says thank you beforehand? A lot of times we say thank you after it happens. So,
I don't. I typically don't. I jokingly always say the thing and I go, please and thank you.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Always,
it has been a joke all the time.
Okay.
But I'm taking it more seriously now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had no idea the importance of that. I don't know what I was reading. I think it was probably like Oprah Daily or something like the steps to manifesting.
Right.
And yes. I don't know how I forgot that. And we were about to wrap. Oh my goodness. Thank you for saying that. What else were you going to say in terms of manifesting? I'm sorry that I had to stop your train of thought on that one.
Oh, that was it.
Okay.
To use all of your senses.
Okay.
So that's my challenge to all of us to really say what it is we desire. We write it down. Write it down 2 or 3 times, if you can, a day. Especially before you go to bed at night. Ruminate over that. If we're going to ruminate over anything, ruminate over the thought of what you desire. We say thank you for it. We imagine it. We imagine that it already happened. And that's why I say, you know, we say thank you sometimes after it happens. Like somebody gives you something, you say, oh, thank you. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you imagine that it's given to you already. Right. It's already happened. And you say thank you. Right.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go further, ask yourself from the place that you are, like, after you got that $1 million or after you got that awesome ass job, ask yourself, how did you get it? That's going to blow your mind. Because when you start to think about the things that you do to get it, then you take those steps. And those steps are how you, again, fully manifest the thing that you desire.
I love it. Okay. That's it. I'm just going to continue to hold on to all these things are possible because better is possible. The life that we each want is possible, that we desire is possible, and that is here for us is possible. So yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you are now watching us, thank you for watching.
We really appreciate you. We really do.
All right.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.